The Gemara is discussing din of Megillas Tainis, which are the days that Chazal were kiveyam, their miniature yam tevim. A good thing happened that day. So Melech Chazal made it iser on all those days of Megillas Tainis, each one because of the Yeshua that happened on that day. They now had a fast that day, and some of them are muhammer, the Yeshua was greater, and you also now have a hespit. And the Mishnah brings 2 days in Tanan. If only the days are also, what about the day before, what about the day after? According to the Tanakhama, which the Gemara says is Rabbi Meir, the days that there's an Issa besides for Tainus is also of an Issa of Hespin, there the day before is Asa, the day after is Mutter, the day before is Asa. The days that the only Issa is Tainus, there's no Issa Hespin, so they're both before and after are Mutter. Rabbi Yasi holds, he's more Machmir. The days that even Hespit is Asr, then not only is before Asr, but after is also Asr. The days that only Tainus is Asr, it's there only before is Asr. That's the Mishnah. And the Gemara brings 3 days of Namiran. Rav says, Alachak Rav Yesi, the most Machmir, that the days of Loyla Sanoa, that you can fast the day before is Asr, and the days that added Loyla Misbid behind, also the day after is Asr. Shmuel originally said, the halacha is like Rabbi Meir, that by the days of Leil HaSanah, both of them and Lechreim are mutter, and only the days of Leil HaMisbeh, then before is Asr. And afterwards, when he found out there's even a bigger mekel, Reb Shimon Gamliel, that there's no such thing as any days being Asr before or after, so then he passed Reb Shimon Gamliel. And B'echna passed like a basic, but only in regard to the days before, not in regard to the days after. So come dice, whether it's Leila Misbah or Leila Sanah, the day before is Asr, and the day after in both cases are Mutter. That's the Gemara. Now Taisus the Maskil Rav Amalek Rav Yasi asked the Kasha, since we pass on like Rav Yasi, Rav goes like Rav Yasi, Rav Yechanan goes like Rav Yasi, usually we pass on like Rav V'Yisurei, and we go like Rav Yechanan, Keneged Rav and Shmuel. So how can we fast on Yud Gimel Adar? Why isn't it also because it's the day before Purim? Now really in Yud Gimel Adar, the Gemara says, is also Yom Nikonar, the Gemara in Amud Beis. But as far as that's concerned, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah said, Batla Megillas Tainus. We're not restricted by Megillas Tainus anymore. It's Batla Megillas Tainus. But the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah also says, in regard to Chanukah and Purim, was Loi Batla. So Chanukah, there's no Din Hespin and Tainus. Purim also, there's no Din Hespin and Tainus. Megillas Tainus, that's what it says, the Gemara says in Amud Beis, that the Bnei Tezvav are also Asim Hesbet Tainus and Yadalin, and the Bnei Yadalin are also Asim Hesbet Tainus and Tezvav because of Megillas Tainus. Because Chanukah and Purim was Loi Batla Megillas Tainus. So the Shaila is, what happened to Tainus Esther? Yud Gimel Adar is the day before Yudalin Adar. Yudalin Adar is the day in Megillas Tainus. How can we fast on Yud Gimel Adar Tainus Esther when it's the day before a day of Megillas Tainus and Rav Paschus Alacha Krabesi Gavaldige Shaila? This Shaila, Kama Rishayim asked, the Kama Drachim and the Rishayim, and we'll start explaining one by one. Taisus' first teretz is that even though it says that Loi Batlu Megillas Tainus Bechanukah and Purim, that's only in regard to Chanukah and Purim themselves. But in regard to the Din Lefneim, it is Batl in regard to Chanukah and Purim. And the Asaga Saravit says this, there's a discussion which we'll discuss, which we'll mention a few times, the Baal Amor and the Ramban and Asaga Saravit, at the end of the first parak of Megillah, then since the Ravid says Eloshin, since they mavatal all the days, so the Tfele, the days that come before Chanukah Purim, are not more strong than the regular days of Megillah's Tainus themselves. But the Ravid himself happens to hold that that's not a good teretz on the Kasha, because he holds, and we're going to get to this soon, that they mavatal Megillah's Tainus only legabe Tainus Yachid. The Tzibah still is not allowed to be grazed a Tainus on a day, and Tainus says so it seemed to be a Tainus Tzibah. That's what the Ravid says, so that wouldn't be an answer to the Kasha according to the Ravid. We'll get to that. But just what is the first teretz? That when they are mavatal Megillah's Tainus of all the days, even though they were not mavatal for Chanukah Purim, but still they were mavatal the Din Lefneim. Now the Ran's Kasha is, so why is the Gemara discussing it? Rav is the one that says in Rosh Hashanah, Masechtas Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Ches, that they were mevatel Megillas Tainus. Why would Rav say, Alochak Rav Yesi, to ask the Lefneim and Lachareim by Lila Misbeid, if it's Bala Megillas Tainus, what's in Negeya? Elamai, because it's Negeya Chanukah and Purim. If you're going to say that in any case, even if there was an Issa Lefneim and Lachareim, but when they were mevatel Megillas Tainus, in regard to all the other days, they're also mevatel in regard to the Yom Lefneim and Yom Lachreim of Chanukah and Purim. So what's in the gay? Why are they passing Halacha Rav Yosi, Halacha Rav Shimon Gamliel? What's in the gay? It's about the Megillas Tainus. And the only Tairus Iran has is because the Chanukah and Purim is not Batal. But if you're going to say that Batal Megillas Tainus includes the din of Lefneim, Lachreim, and Chanukah and Purim, so why is the Amram discussing it? As a fact, the Ran and also the Ridva earlier in the Afyudim and Aleph. So Sfasem says that maybe Taisus holds like the Ravid, that it's negated to Tainus Tzibur. But I saw that Tiliyana points out, but then you're not answering, because if he holds like the Ravid, then it's not a good Teretz, because Tainus Esther would seem to be a Tainus Tzibur. But that's the kasha they have. Taisus in the second Teretz says, a Teretz based on the Gemara Named Beis. The Gemara Named Beis talks about Yom Toyonis. The Gemara says, originally there was Yud Beis, originally they had a bunch of consecutive days of Megillas Tainus. Yud Beis Adar was Yom Toyonis. The Gemara in Amud Beis explains what it is. Yud Gimel Adar is Yom Nikonar. Yud Dalid is Purim. So the Gemara says, Rav Nachum was Geizer a Tainus on Yom Toyonis, on Yud Beis. And they said, what do you mean it's Yom Toyonis? And he said that they canceled Yom Toyonis, because the tragedy happened then. Shmaya and Achia were killed. They were tzaddikim. Rashi says we don't know the context of the tragedy, but since the tragedy happened, they canceled the Issa Hesbid V'tainis and Yom Toyonis because of the tragedy that happened. So the Gemara asks the Kasha, but it's the day before Yom Nikonar. Okay, they canceled Yom Toyonis because of the tragedy that happened. It's the day before Yom Nikonar. So the Gemara says, well, if they canceled Yom Toyonis, so also, that would include the fact that you're not going to be restricted because of the day before Yom Nikonah. So that's what Taisa says. Yud Gimel Adar used to be Yom Nikonah. And they canceled that. Megillas Tainus Batla. Once they canceled Yom Nikonah, so then you're not going to be restricted because of the day before Purim. And the Ritva also says this on the Afyudim and Aleph. And he says, once you don't have any more Kedushas Yom Nikonah, so why not going to have Kedushas the day before Purim? Because then they never will mevatel Yom Nikonah. And the Ramban of Melchamis at the end of the first parak of Megillah also says this is the second Teretz. So this is the second Teretz that there was a Yom Nikonah that day, and we're not fasting on Yom Nikonah because Batla Megillas Tainus. That bittel of Yom Nikonah would also apply then to the Yom Shelifnei Purim. Zakti Ran a very logical kasha on this. He says Eina Nidin Daima L'Rayo. There was a special reason why we didn't want to pray the Yontif on Yom Toyonis. A tragedy happened. Shmaya and Achi were killed. So the Melo, we were mevatel, there was a great thing that happened, Yom Toyonis, the great Yeshua for Klal Yisrael. But we mevatel the celebration of Yom Toyonis, and now we're allowed to do Hesped V'tainis because of the tragedy that happened. So for Shteitzach included in that bittel is the fact that we don't have to be restricted because of the day before Yom Nikonar. If the tragedy causes to mevatel the day itself, Yom Toyonis, Kavuchemer, it's going to cause us to cancel any celebration that came from the day afterwards, Yom Nikonah. But here, Batla Megillas Tainus doesn't mean that we're canceling it because of a tragedy that happened. Batla Megillas Tainus means that we're not going to be knowing them anymore. It's too restrictive. But we don't say that L'gabei Chanukah and Purim. So what's the logic here? If the etzim wouldn't have been for Yom Nikonah, so then we'd say Chanukah and Purim would never mevatel. Who would have lifnei and we weren't mevatel? But now you're telling me since it's Yom Nikonah and Yom Nikonah is batel, Migul the Yom Nikonah is batel, so the Yom Shelifnei Purim is batel. Why? When there's a specific reason why this day shouldn't be celebrated, like Yom Toyonis, where the Tzaddikim Shmai and Achia died then, so that would also not only deal with Yom Toyonis, it would also deal with the Yom Shelifnei Nikonah. But when there's no specific reason why this day shouldn't be celebrated, stop with Mavata Megillas Tainus. Alright. But for Yom Nikonah though, there's another reason why we celebrate it. It's Yom Shelifnei Purim. Why should the fact that we Mavata Yom Nikonah be automatically a bit on the Yom Shelifnei Purim? It's Taka Shtukul Pella. The Sasema says that the Svarah is a little different. It's not the way Taisus Druks Aisus Svarah. He says that if the pshat is that there's no other Megillas Tainus Yom that day, so then it's going to be also because it's the Yom Shelifnei Purim, just like the Yom Shelifnei Chanukah. But if there is another Megillas Tainus that day, so there never was chalanis of Yom Shelifnei, because it was not necessary. Even though the Purim story happened before Yom Nikonim, but it doesn't matter. The Purim story, there was no Gzeira on the Yom Shalifnei. The Gzeira on Yom Shalifnei came with the writing of Megillas Tainus. So when Megillas Tainus was written, and the Isurim of Megillas Tainus were established, there was no reason to make a Yom Shalifnei Purim, because it's already Yom Nikonim. So if it wasn't the day of Megillas Tainus, so there'd be an Issa of Yom Shalifnei Purim, and once there's an Issa of Yom Shalifnei Purim, so even after it's Batal Megillas Tainus, it wasn't Batal from Purim, it was only Batal on all the other days, so now the Yom Shalifnei Purim will remain Asa. But since it was Yom Nikonim at the time of Megillas Tainus, so Kumtes, there's no reason to make an Issa of Yom Shalifnei Purim, it was anyway Yom Nikonim. So now that Megillas Tainus is Batal, and you don't have Yom Nikonim, you don't have an Issa that was ever created on the Yom Shalifnei Purim. He says in Lachamis and Megillah says it that way. The Lash is Afilu man yom lefneim asir b'zeh mutter. Why? Mishun di yigimul yom nikonahu. V'lein asir v'bezen shal yishenim mishum purim. They didn't ask v'bezen shenim because of purim. Ela mishun yom nikonah. V'kevin sh'amnu bezen shal achareim u'bat le Megillas Tainus u'bat le yom nikonah b'cholam. And in the isim asir shal yom shalifnei purim, because it never had that isir of yom shalifnei purim because it was yom nikonah. So again, we have two terutzim. The first terutz is that when they were mevatel Megillas Tainus and they kept Chanukah and Purim, they also mevatel the Yom Shalifnei Chanukah and Purim. That's part of the bittul of Megillas Tainus. A little bit shver factor answer, why are the Amiram discussing if Yom Shalifnei is asur or not, if Lamais is not negev as man as it? The second terutz is, no, really Yom Shalifnei would be asur, and perhaps the nafkamina is legabe Chanukah. But Yom Shalifnei by Purim, since it's Yom Nikonim, and Yom Nikonim is Batur, Migud is Batal, it's Yom Nikonim, it's also Batal, it's Yom Shalifnei. The same thing of Nachman said about Yom Tuyonis, that once Yom Tuyonis is Batal, it's also Batal because of Yom Shalifnei, Yom Nikonim. So that the Ran asks, but that's because it's a specific reason why this day shouldn't have any restrictions because of someone Shmainach Achia died. But here, what's the svara that because Yom Nikonim is Batal, Yom Shalifnei Purim is Batal? What's the svara for that? So Sfasemis says the svara that they never made an issur of Yom Lifneim because he already had Yom Nikonim and now Yom Nikonim is Batal. So that's the two terutz. And the Ramban said that the third terutz is the Ramban and Lachamis at the end of Megillah brings from a Rabbi Bargaloni that says that when it's Batal Megillah's Tainus, then we're going to go Lekula as much as we could. Even though it wasn't Batal for Chanukah Purim, we'll go Lekula as much as we could. Normally, we say that we have a Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yisuri, Rabbi Yechon is also in lachas like him, Keneged Rav and Shmuel. But here, since Megillas Tainus is Batal, we're going to be Mekel as much as we could, even in regard to Chanukah and Purim, where it's not Batal, and we're going to pass like Shmuel, that there is no Issa V'yayim Lefneim. That's the third Teretz. Now, you mentioned before the Das of the Ravid, because all these Teretzim are based on either that when they were Batal Megillas Tainus, even though they weren't Mevatal for Chanukah and Purim, but the Lefneim of Chanukah and Purim was Batal, or once Yom Nikonim is Batal, some Mela that will Mela be considered a Bittal for that day, Lagabe de Lefneim, or that once they were Batal Megillas Tainus, so now we're going to paskin even in regard to Chanukah and Purim like Shmuel. But this is all assuming that Batal Megillas Tainus would apply. But the Ravid holds that Batal Megillas Tainus is only Lagabe Tainus Yachid, not Lagabe Tainus Sibur. It's brought in the Rush and the Ran over here, it's brought in the Ridva earlier, Daf Yudim and Beis. That's the Ravid Shita. So mainly you're going to have a bigger problem because there's no din of Batal Megillas Tainus. You're going to have the problem of the Fneim in regard to Tainus Esther because you can't answer that it was Batal even though it's not for Purim, it was Batal in regard to Lefneim, or it was Batal for Yom Nikonim, because he's all assuming the Batal Megillas Tainus. But the Ravid holds it's only for a Tainus Yachid. You're not allowed to make a Tainus Sibur then. The Ravid brings the Raya from the Gemara in Amud Beis. It says Rav Nachman was Gazer Tainus on Yud Beis Adar, and they ask Rav Nachman, "It's Yom Tuyonis," and he says Yom Tuyonis is Batal because Shmai and Achi were killed. What's the kasha? Stam Megillas Tainus was Batal. That's the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Vaisis for Tzibur, you can't be kavei of the Tainus. But the Rishayim asked the Ran asked his kasha in the Ridva in Rosh Hashanah that the Gemara in the discussion of Batal Megillas Tainus brings down that there were Gezer Tainus in Chanukah and Lud, and Rabbi Elezer went, and he washed himself, and Rabbi Shua took a haircut, and they told them, Tzuvis Anu Mashtas Anisa, go and fast on what you fasted. And that was a raya that Loi Batla, that was a raya Loi Batla Megillas Tainus, and that's what the Gemara made that chilek, that only for Chanukah was Loi Batla. But Al-Kapanim, in the discussion of Batla Megillas Tainus, they were discussing this Tainus Sibur. What's the raya? In fact, the Ran in the Ritva, maybe it was Batal Megillas Tainus, but still you can't make a Tainus Sibur. So Bnei Yeshiva there says a Teretz, because you're not going to make the Tainus Sibur, but you're not going to have to fast for making the Tainus Sibur. That's a Din L'Chadchila not to make the Tainus Sibur. And he was Mechavan to the Sefer HaEshkol. If they were loy Batal Megillas Tainus as an Isser to fast, you have to fast for fasting. If it was Batal Megillas Tainus, so even though we got to sign the Sibi, is still not allowed to make a tainus, that's only a din l'chadchila. Val kaponim, that's the sheet of the Raiva. So lefizeh, we need another teretz, why we light a fast on tainus Esther, on Yud Gimel Adar, it's Yom Shalifnei Purim, and besides the fact, it's Yom Nikonar. It's Yom Nikonar, which is one of the Megillas tainus. You tell me about the Megillas tainus. The question is, what's the tainus Sibur? So the Rosh brings in the Ravid that since Purim is also Mehesev Tainus Midivre Kabbalah, Divre Kabbalah Kedivre Taira Dami. So it doesn't need Chizuk, and it's not Aser Yayim Lefnehem. Purim is Divre Kabbalah. Chanukah, I guess, wouldn't be Divre Kabbalah. Purim is Divre Kabbalah. Baal Amar says this also. The Baal Amar says a big Chiddush in the end of the first paragraph of Megillah that the people of Yud Dalid, they're Aser and Hesem V'tainus on Yom Yudalin because of the Divrei Kabbalah. So they are allowed to fast on Yud Gimel. But the people of Tezvav, the Bnei Krachim, they're only Aser Yudalin because of Megillas Tainus, because their day of Purim is Tezvav. So they're not allowed to fast on Yud Gimel. So it wouldn't be a full Teretz then, because the Kash is, how do we fast Tainus Esther? If the answer is Divrei Kabbalah K'divrei Teretz Dami, so you don't have an Isser of Lefneim. So, but how in Yushalayim are you allowed to fast Tainus Esther? There, there's no din of Divrei Kabbalah in Yudal. The Is Esther of Tainus is Takal's Megillas Tainus. So why would that apply to the Yom Lefneim? See, the Rana asks the Kasha from the Yushalmi. The Yushalmi asks the Kasha, why do we need Yom Nikonar? Typically, it's Yom Shalifnei Purim. So you see clearly from the Yushalmi that the Yom Shalifnei Purim is Aser on its own. But he says that maybe the Bavli is the one that said about Rish Chedesh that ain't Divrei Teretz Yichim Chizuk. Maybe the Shalmi didn't hold that Divrei Kabbalah doesn't need Chizuk, and maybe the Shalmi holds that Divrei Kabbalah does need Chizuk. Well, the Chayyid Shmeid is Teretz also, that what happened to Yom Nikonar, if you're going to say like the Ravid, that they can't make a Tainus Sibur, and a Chanami al today before Purim, you could say Divrei Kabbalah, but what happened to Yom Nikonar? Now, the Ravid says another Teretz. The Ravid and the Ran brings another, the Rosh and the Ran brings another Teretz from the Ravid, which we don't really have in the Ravid and Asagas, but the Rosh and the Ran bring it, that Tainus Esther doesn't become Batu because of Megillas Tainus, because it's Zichron L'Nei Asabai. And also, the Pasuk says it. The Pasuk says, Kashakimu and Afsham Divet Seimus V'Zakasam. It says that they were Kimu V'Kibu Yehudim Aleim V'Kol Zayram to do the days, Kashakimu Al Nafsham Al Zayran Divet Seimus Vezakasa. What does that mean? The Rav says what it means is like this. Just like they were makabel to make a Yay Mishta Vesimcha on Yudalit, so too they were makabel to make a Tainus before Yudalit. B'chol Shana Vishana. So Kum Dais, according to this Pshan in the Pasuk, Tainus Esther is a Pasuk in the Megillah. The Pasuk in the Megillah says is a Din Yay Mishta Vesimcha. There's also Divet Seimus Vezakasa which you also have to do every year. So that's a big Kiddush, because you'll find other places that Tainus Esther is just a minig. But the Reina Tam seems to hold that way. The Gemara in Megillah, the Gemara there, the Mishnah says that the villagers could lay the Megillah on earlier, on Yud Aleph, and on Yud Beis, and on Yud Gimel, and the Gemara wanted a limud for that, because if without a limud, if Anshe Knesset Gdela were Mesakin, only Yud Aleph and Tezvav, you would not have allowed to be makel for the kvarim against the kind of Anshe Knesset Gdela. It must be there's somewhere in the Megillah where it says that you could lain on other days besides for Yudalan and Tezvav. So the Gemara brings a pasuk, Vizmanehem, that you learn out from Vizmanehem, Vizmanim Rambin, or from Yamim Kayamim. The Gemara is a drasha to add two more days. And the Gemara says, so maybe it's Yud Beis and Yud Gimel. How do you know Yud Aleph? So the Gemara says the words, Yud Gimel is Zman Kil L'Kali V'Lei Boya L'Ribuye. Yud Gimel is a time where everyone gathers, you don't have to be marbit. What does that mean? Rabbi Natan says what it means is everyone gathers to do the fast of Tainus Esther to say Slichus and Tachnunim as a zecher to Mordechai v'Esther at Davin that fasted on the day of the Mulchama. Rabbi Natan says we don't find anywhere else besides for this Gemara the halacha of Tainus Esther, This Gemara is telling you Tanis Esther. Zman Kilma Kaili is telling you Tanis Esther. So my cheshbon is, others also bring it. The Mordechai says that the Shulta says it ben etam, and the Shulta is, but my cheshbon is like this. The Gemara needed a Makar to go against the Tekana of Anshe Knesset Gdela. If Tanis Esther was not part of the Tekana of Anshe Knesset Gdela, that can't be a reason why you can lay Megillah there against the Tekana of Anshe Knesset Gdela. It must be, if you're going to learn that the reason why you don't need a Rebbe for the Gimel is because of Tanis Esther, that automatically is telling me that Tanis Esther is part of the Tekana of Anshe Knesset Gdela, which stems with this Ravid, that David Simon's Vizakasam is telling you there's a Tekana from the Megillah Esther to fast on Yud Gimel. But the Ram was bothered, if there was a fast that was there all the way from Merchav Esther, had they have Yom Nikonar? Yom Nikonar says you're not allowed to fast. Had they have Yom Nikonar, if there was a fast that was there from Merchav Esther? So he says, and other Rishonim say this as well, that you're going to have to say there that Yom Nikonar is only Asa Behesbin. The Tainus, it is a Tainus. The reason why Yom Nikonar is included in Megillah's Tainus is only Lagavit Isser Hesbid, not Lagavit Isser Tainus, because it is a Tainus. But like we said, a lot of Rishonim and Paiskim say it's only a Minig, that's why you find in Halacha in Siman Tafresh Pei Vav that Tainus Esther is actually more Kal than other Tanias, because it's just a Minig. Now the Ran also says another thing. The Ran says, even if you're going to say that Tainus Esther is Mitakonis, Marichai Esther, but it doesn't say when. In Masechta Sefer and Smavur, they fasted 3 days after Purim. Seichet to the 3 days that they fasted then. Happens to me now, the minig is to fast in Yom Gimel Adar, but there's no mention that the Tainus was Nikva for Yom Gimel Adar. That's what the Tainus. The Raivin and Ben Etam hold, no, the fast was the same day they fasted, which was the day of the Melchama. The day of the Melchama was Yom Gimel Adar. But the Ran says Masechta Sefer is not Mashma that way. And he also says, you could learn the pasuk like this. They were Mekayim and Mekabel to do Mishta V'Simcha on Purim, like they were Mekabel Divrei Tzayim V'Zakasa, meaning the Tzayim of Shiva Sabatamas and Tisha B'Av, the Tzayim Dalia and Asara B'Teves. That's what it means. In other words, this Takana is a Takana that Klal Yisrael is Mekabel, a Takana from the Nevi'im, and it has the same Chaymer as the other Takana they were Mekabel by the Churban Bayis Rishon of Divrei Tzayim V'Zakasa. But it doesn't mean a new takana now of its same of Tanis Esther. It means the takana here of being Makabal Mishta V'Simcha has the same idea. Kasha Kimu Al Nafsham, the takana of Tzemis V'Zakasim. It just says that Tzemis V'Zakasim is not, that's a little bit more Mashma Tanis Esther, because it doesn't mention anything about Avelus. It mentions this thing about Zaka. For Al-Kabanim, the Ran's a little bothered that there's no clarity as Yud Gimel Adar, so therefore that wouldn't not be enough to be Deichet Yom Nikonar. So the kids said, these are the Turetzin. Why are we allowed to fast Tanis Esther? What happened to the Yom Shalafnei Purim? One is that when Megillah's Tainus was Batal, even though Chanukah and Purim weren't Batal, but the Yom Shalafnei was Batal, or that Migui, the Yom Nikonar was Batal, so Mamel, that Bittal would apply to the Yom Shalafnei, or once Megillah's Tainus was Batal, even in regard to Chanukah and Purim, will at least pass like Shmuel, that there is no Issa Lefnei, or Divit Teri, Divit Kabbalah, Divit Teri Dami, and Mel doesn't need Chizuk, so Chanukah and Purim doesn't need Chizuk, so there is no Issa of Lefnei, or Tanis Esther is not a Minig, Tanis Esther is the Tekana from Ashes Esther Gdel, which is Deich and Megillus Tainis. These are the Terutzim. Now, there'll be enough you mean of these Terutzim about the day before Chanukah. If you're going to go with the Teretz, that once it was Batla Megillus Tainis, even though it wasn't Batla for Chanukah and Purim, but it was Batla Lagabi Lefneim and Achreim, so the day before Chanukah would be Mutter. And who within the Teretz of the Ria Bar Galoni, that once it's Batla Megillus Tainis, we pass it like Shmuel, so there also the day before Chanukah would be Mutter. But if you go with the Teretz, that the reason why the day before Purim is Mutter because Yom Nikonar was that day, and when Yom Nikonar was Batla, then the Lefnei Purim was Batla. You don't have that Teretz by the day before Chanukah. Also, if you go with this word of Divrei Kabbalah to Divrei Torah, I think only Purim will be Divrei Kabbalah. Chanukah is not Divrei Kabbalah. Or if, particularly if you go with the Teretz, that same Tainus Esther is a din at the Kana from the Anshe Knesset HaGdol, and it's Deich and Megillus Tainus, but Chanukah you don't have that. So now we'll come out in Afkamina. The Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tafresh Peivav Paskins that Chanukah is Mutter to fast Lefneim and Achareim. Shulchan Aruch Paskins like the Teretz then once it's Baal and Megillas Tainis, who would then the guy Lufneim Achareim? Even for Chanukah and Purim. But other Achareinim, the Bach and the Pri Chadash, hold it's also to fast Lufnei Chanukah, because you do have the Din Lufneim. And Yud Gimel Adar is a different time, because Yom Nikana was Batul, or because Purim is Divrei Kabbalah, or because Tainis Esther is a din from the Anshei Knesset Gedolah. So that's halacha. That's a machlekes halacha lemaisa. The Mishnah Berurah paskins that lechachila you shouldn't fast Erev Chanukah, because he says there's a minig by some to do Yom Kippur Katan then, because you wouldn't be able to do Yom Kippur Katan on Erev Shchedesh Tevis as Chanukah. So there's a minig to push off Yom Kippur Katan to then. If there's a minig, he says you could fast, but otherwise lechachila you should be machmanat to fast on Erev Chanukah.